Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is another terrific Thursday. It's May 21st, 2015. You guys have tuned into Couch Conversations, Speak Life. I am your host, Rev J, and I am excited and elated that you're tuned in today because today is going to be fantastic. Why? Because we've already said it, and so therefore it must happen and manifest just that way. So if you've been tuning in for a while, you understand that this whole month of May, all May long, we've been on a series called Speak Life, based upon the premise that your words have power. The words that you speak, the words that you think, the words that you meditate on have power, and it has the power to change your current situation, your attitude, and your whole day around. But it depends on you. It starts with you and your choice. That's right. It's in your power. Your choice to see things in a different way and then speak upon those things that you see differently and then to act upon the things that you have claimed for yourself. Tuesday, we kind of focused on attitude. And I didn't really finish because attitude is so big and it's so important to what we're doing that I need to give it its full time and its full attention. Attitude, mindset, how you're thinking, how you're perceiving, how you're taking in the information. Again, we were talking about, like, you can have 20 people at a car scene, and the police come up and want eyewitness testimonies, you're going to get 20 different reports because different people perceive things differently based upon where they are in life, their life experiences, and just their perspective on the situation. What I'm saying is take your attitude and flip it, turn it, make it as positive as possible in every and all situation. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to have the full meaning of it. You just have to know that this right here is going to work. It's going to be part of your journey, part of your story, and it's going to be a positive part. May not be positive right now. May not feel right now. May actually feel pretty daggone crummy and sucky. It may even look dreary. But right now, it's training, it's preparing, it's getting you ready for something bigger, something higher, something greater, because you have this passion in your life. You have this pull in your life. You have this purpose for your life, and that has to be achieved while you're living, or else you'd be dead. Right, exactly. So as we focus and we look towards this thing called attitude and the mindset, there are just certain days where people are just like, ugh, it's Monday again, and you don't want to get up, you don't want to go to work, you don't want to go to school, and your attitude kind of sucks about it. And it sucks based upon, again, society has said, ew, Monday sucks, yuck. And so even marketers are marketing based on, oh, Monday sucks. Well, let's help it suck less. Come drink our coffee. Come sleep on our mattress. Come buy this car. Help Monday feel better. What? No, Monday's another beautiful day. It's a great day to start your week off, to jump into the things that you love to do. But that's it. Many of us are not doing the things that we love to do. And so when Monday does roll around and our weekend ends and we have to go to this place we call a job, just over broke, this position that we wanted so bad when we were unemployed, but now has become a deplorable situation, is holding us hostage, holding us back, when in actuality we're holding ourselves back. But that's a whole other episode. We'll talk about that attitude later. And so we get to this point where we're dreading Monday. Oh, if I could just make it to Wednesday. And we're looking forward, 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 and not realizing the power of the now. The N-O-W, where you are at this moment right here is exactly where you need to be to prepare you for the next thing. And if you're not getting prepared for the next thing, that means you've lost your hope. You've lost your expectation, your expectancy. And so, therefore, when opportunity does come, it's passing you by because you are not prepared, because you are dreading where you are now, and you are trying to fast forward time, and you didn't do any preparation. So, of course, you're dreading Monday, and of course you're dreading going to work. Oh, it's 7 o'clock. I just need 15 more minutes to sleep. Oh, I'm so tired. But what have you really accomplished according to your goals or towards your goals? What have you really done in your life that will put you in a better situation the next week? Oh, so if you're off track, then of course you start to dread stuff. That's understandable. How about we just get on track? It's just that simple. No, it's not. It is. It's with your attitude. How are you going to respond to the pressures, the pulls, the demands of life? What are you really bringing into work? I got my lunch bag. I got my briefcase. I got your attitude. This is preparing you. You don't know who's watching you. You don't know who's looking at you. You don't really know what else is going on. But yet and still, you're going around ho-hum, ho-hum, ho-hum. Woe is me. I'm in this position. There's 30 million other people who would love to have your position, who would love to have a job to go to, but you're not looking at it that way. Well, at least I'm employed, but you're not even saying it with a smile. It's like we forget that there was a time we wanted the job. We wanted to get off of unemployment. We wanted to be employed. We wanted this promotion. And now the energy that we use to say we wanted that, got it, and now we're not even in a stance of appreciation for having it. Does that make sense? No, not really. Exactly, because the very things that you've been asking for, now it's time to be gracious and show gratitude and to show other people mercy. What? What is the attitude? Let me tell you. Excuse me. When you are grateful for what you have, despite how it looks, feels, tastes, all that, when you are grateful for it, then more can come your way. Higher can come your way. Better can come your way. Why? Because you've shown appreciation for what you have. And then the person or the situation or life that gave it to you is more apt to give you more because you're showing that you're grateful for it. Then after you show that you're grateful for it and you start treating it with respect, other people are watching, oh, wow, she really respects that position. She really respects that gift. She really respects the fact, okay, she respects her coworkers. She respects her manager. Even though it's ideal or perfect, supposedly, it is what it is, and you still have to maintain who you are. You still have to be a person of integrity and of character despite all the other stuff. Because all that other stuff, again, is chiseling you, it's molding you, it's making you, and again, people are watching. And you don't know who's going to hold the key to your next level of elevation or who's going to be there with you. So when you treat all people respectfully and you treat all people, you know, with as much respect as you could possibly give and you're gracious and express gratitude in situations, because it's like I tell my kids, people do not have to be nice to you. As much as going on in this world today and the stressors and pressures of life, people do not have to be nice to you. And so when people are nice to you and they do extra for you, it's especially good to be thankful to those people or be thankful that those people are even around in your life. So the next level of attitude that we're going to look at, aside from being positive and being grateful and being appreciative, we're going to look at what we're really saying. I was talking with one of my clients the other day. She's like, this situation right here is really pressing me. It's getting all the good out of me. I don't understand it. I'm going through it. And I was like, when you go through it with a smile. It makes a difference. Like, I don't want to smile. I am hurting. I'm in pain. I said, go through it with a smile. When you get that phone call from the number that you don't want it from, put a smile on your face before you answer, because that will reflect back in the tone that you're using. Keep smiling despite what they're saying. Keep smiling. And she said, it doesn't make sense. She came back 2 days ago, and she said, you know that worked? Do you know that their response back to me was better because I was smiling? They couldn't see her smile, but it's something about the tone in her voice. It's something about her attitude when she smiles, how her words come out of her mouth when she's smiling, that the negative that the other people were bringing couldn't even last in her presence because she was smiling through it all. Because here's the thing, if we know in the end we win, what are we really frowning about? What are we really upset about? What are we really holding on to? What negativity is really holding us captive? You got to smile despite that. You have to put a smile on your face. You may have to fake it till you make it, but you have to do these things because, again, it will reflect back. It comes out in how you articulate and how you speak life. Put a smile on your face. Oh, thank you, doctor, for this report. That just helps me know where I need to focus my prayers and change up my eating habits and add activity to my life. thank you so much. We don't have time for the woe is me pity party, because other people have overcome what you're going through. That means you can overcome it too. If there's a situation that's too impossible for you, the situation is not impossible for the God in you. Okay? And so if it's not impossible for the God in you, then you need to get up and put a smile on your face. You need to get up and face the day with a positive attitude. You need to find something in a situation to be grateful for. You need to find that and rehearse that in your mind over and over again. Woo, at least my shoes match today. Thank you, Lord. At least I'm going to a job today, because on your way to your job, I promise you that you're going to pass, unless you work in your house, at least 3 to 5 people who wish they had a job to go to this morning. On your way to the daycare, you're going to pass at least 3 to 5 people who wish they could have kids. When the teacher calls you to say your child was acting up in class, at least you have children to carry on your family legacy. There's a way you have to look at that. You have to turn it around. Oh, my gosh, I just got laid off. Now you have more time to focus on building your resume, redoing your resume, getting some personal skills intact, taking some classes, and helping yourself out. I'm so broke. It's the middle of the month. Okay, go volunteer somewhere. What? That doesn't even make sense. Because, see, what you want is you want finances. So you need to put yourself in a position where more people are seeing your work ethic and they're more apt to hire you. Plus, it makes your resume look better. Plus, when you're giving back to others out of yourself, even out of your reserve energy, that will help you see your situation better. That doesn't make sense. Why do I have to volunteer? Anybody got time for that? I've heard the excuses. I'm telling you what works. What works is when you give of yourself, the earth, the world, God will give back to you. When you come up out of your pity party and you pour into others, you will see that your situation could always be worse. When you start to pick your own head up and accept what is as what it is, accept your role in this situation for what it is, yep, you're right. I'm choosing to stay here. I'm choosing to work in this position. I haven't gone back to school. I haven't created my business plan. That's why I'm still in this position. I haven't made the connections I need to make. That's why I'm still in this position. Okay, I accept all that. Cool, you're right. When you accept that and get to that place, and now you say, what can I do about it? Then, and only then, will your eyes be open, and you will see the possibilities that are around you. You will see the opportunities that are around you. You will see what you can do and your own free will to make your situation better. At any point in time, this gift called life can change your current situation. It may not happen overnight, but it will happen. You may have to enroll in a 4-year school, but 4 years later, you could be in a better position. You got to take advantage of these situations and opportunities, but they don't pay me what I'm worth. Are you showing them what you're worth? Are you putting forth $20 an hour work ethic? Or are you coming in there for questioning a little attitude all the time? Your work may be dynamic, but if your attitude stinks, then your altitude isn't going to go any higher. You're not going to get the promotions. You're not going to get the raises. People are not going to want to do business with you. And if you're overthinking and critical, guess what? Same situation. You're not going to go any higher until you change the stuff that you can change. And one of the main things you can change today is your attitude. And you know what? If your attitude is just crummy, for no reason crummy, and you don't understand why, and it didn't used to be this way, it's something that you're bringing from your past that now has you in a situation. So the best thing you can do is this weekend, some of us have off Monday, some of us don't. This weekend, what you can do is you start to lighten up your life with some humor. Get some Netflix, some Hulu, some YouTube, go to the video store, whatever you got to do to surround yourself with some comedies all weekend long. Yes, what doesn't? Yes, it makes sense, because humor is a powerful motivator. The more humor and laughter in your life, the less stress you have, which means more positive energy to help you put your attitude in action. And laughter is what? The best medicine. I don't understand how that'll work. Yeah, I don't understand gravity, but it works every day. I'm just saying. These are tools. And again, if you're trying to build a better life, we're giving you the tools that you need. So this weekend, no Lifetime, no dramas, no sad documentaries, no CSI, comedies. Get you some stand-up comedy, some comedy shows, comedy, comedy, comedy. Laugh, 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 laugh. Release that negative stuff, because most of the stuff we hold on to is not that serious. And it's past its expiration date. But you know how you have milk in your refrigerator and it has a date stamped on it? That's the date you need to use it by. See all that negative stuff that you've been carrying around since 1843? The expiration date is over. 2010, 2011, 2012, you should just let all that go. It's now, what, 2015? You holding on to old expired hurt? You holding on to old expired energy? Mm-mm, negative energy? Mm-mm, don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. He didn't apologize. So what if he never apologizes? He moved on and he cheated. Doesn't even matter. Your life, your rules, your standards, governed by what? Your attitude and your words. It happened. It was a lesson. You lived through it. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it rolling. Let's get outside of the four walls of what we call normal and expand the possibilities. Expand our horizon. Expand our thought life. And when you start to apply these things, you will notice. It's just like when you're trying to lose weight. You don't notice it at first, but occasionally your belt will start getting a little looser. And the scale may not change at first, but that shirt you couldn't fit in last summer is now less snug. You're still not noticing it, but trust, keep doing, stick with it. In a time frame, it will get better. It is better, and it has no choice but to remain better as long as you stay on the positive, the right track, the optimistic, the hopeful track. Have that spirit of expectancy radiate through you. I've been on so many positions, and they're like, you're happy all the time. How are you happy all the time? I remember once I got wrote up for laughing. It's a funny story. Like, why can I hear you in the back of the office and you're in the front of the office? I'm going to need you to tone that down. Who does that? Who gets written up for laughing? And what supervisor is mad that their employees are having fun? Was I productive? Yes. Were the customers taken care of? Yes. Okay, I'll see the problem. But the problem, again, was not with me. It was with the supervisor's perception, not realizing that if the laughter did not take place, then the coworkers' morale would not be where it was. And now, later on, years after, we can all reflect back, and he can be like, oh, I see what you were bringing to the table. Not only were you providing customer service, you were also keeping morale high among the coworkers, and that I appreciate. But it took some hindsight, it took some time, it took some growth on both of our parts for him to get to that place and for me to get to that place to even receive it. Because at the time, trust, I was hot about that. Like, well, who gets written up for laughing? That's one of the stupidest things ever. I can't believe this. But at the same time, it's an employment at will state. And my mind frame at the time was, I need this job to continue to sustain and provide for my family to help me push towards my goal. But mind you, that's the same job that I left because I was out of order and I had a vision to follow rather than a job. I'm just saying, when you walk in God's will, when you walk in, yeah, when you walk in God's will and you do things in order, when you heed the warning signs, you need to leave, you need to leave, you need to leave, then you don't get written up for stuff like laughing. You know how people just get upset because you're still happy. Like, is she happy again? Yes, I'm happy. Oh, my gosh. How do you get upset at someone else's happiness? Oh, because you don't know the secret. You don't know how to change your attitude and to see situations as better than they are, to really talk to yourself and call yourself better than blessed, to call yourself something you're not. I always told myself what I was going to be. Despite the situation, job, or the position I was in, I know it's not my end destination. So for you, this is what I'm going to tell you. You need to know where you are right now. It's not your end destination. The negative situation, the titles, the stuff that they've been calling you, that's not it. It's not your final position. You're not just going to be a little news anchor. You have something greater inside of you. You're not just this little girl from a small wood community. No, there's something greater inside of you. And the thing is, when there's something greater inside of you, no matter what position you're on, you get fidgety. After a season or two, you get real fidgety in that position because you know, oh, this isn't it. There's something else, and you start seeking and looking, but you don't really start acting on that because you fall for the safety, quote-unquote, and security, quote-unquote, of the J-O-B. Like, oh, I have to stay here. You don't have to do anything. What you need to do just go ahead on and do what you have to do, or no, do that needful thing that you need to do so you can progress beyond that. There are lives that you have to touch, and there's your life that's still being shaped where you are right now. But at any point in time, you can decide with the power of choice, I want more, I want higher, I want better. And so therefore, I'll start the wheels of change turning in my life. And as I turn and change, situations and circumstances around me will turn and change. People around me will turn and change because they have no choice but to either accept it or hit the road. And those are the boundaries that you have to have in your life, because as you progress, not everyone's going to be able to go there with you. And it's okay. You may start the race with a big, strong crew, but when you end the race, you may be down to a dwindling few, and that, too, is okay. When I started my bachelor's program, it was one of those situations, like, look to your left, look to your right. Half of these people won't be here when you graduate in 4 years. And sure enough, through situations, some people had whatever the situation was, a lot of those people were not there after the 4 years. And so you have to decide, am I going to be the one who's going to finish early? Am I going to finish on time? Am I going to quit? Am I going to finish it all? Is it worth it in the big picture of life for me to continue on this course? And for many of us, we need to really adjust the course that we're on. We really need to do some inspection of the course and see if it's working for us. Is this training that we're in preparing us for this next leg of life, this next season we're about to approach on? Have we taken all the classes we need to take? Have we been as grateful as we could have been? Have we thanked people who need to be thanked? Have we spent time with important people in our lives without our cell phones and other distractions? Have we learned how to laugh at life and appreciate the lessons therein? Have we decided to motivate ourselves because it doesn't look like we're going to get a cheerleading squad to get us up off the sofa, this couch, in this situation? These are the things, the actual tools that you can use to keep you motivated, because there will be a season when no one else is cheering you on. And you got to know that you know that you know this is the right thing to do. This is my purpose in life. I must go forth in this. So when the winds and the rains come, you can speak to your storms and you can say, peace be still, and expect that peace to be still because you've spoken it based upon what you need to go through. There'll be other times where you'll have to button up your coat and let the winds of life just come around you, knowing that it will not harm you, it will not kill you. It's only taking away something that you did not need for this next leg of the journey. At any point in time, you can choose to decide, how am I going to look at this? How am I going to receive this? How am I going to perceive this? There are times we cannot instantly respond to every situation, text or email. It's okay to pause, take a breath, think, and then respond. Because, again, what we put out there, once it's out there, is powerful. And the words that we are speaking and thinking and acting on are the words that give us the power to create, to build up, to empower, or to destroy, to tear down, to pull apart. And at some point, you have to decide. You have to choose you this day. Do I want to be made whole? Do I want the very things that I say that I want? Well, if I want it so bad, I need to go get it. If I want it so bad, I need to do what I have to do to remove these distractions from my life. And I need to know that some distractions are people. And some people are distractions. It's okay for you to separate for a season from those things that are holding you back or that you are allowing to hold you back. And then at the end of all that, you need to, well, the beginning and the end, you need to be connected to a spiritual empowerment. As we grow in our education of world systems, we also have to grow and expand our education of spiritual systems and spiritual manifestations and spiritual realms. Oh, that sounds eerie. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. It is what it is. You need to connect to the earth and realize you have a global position that you have to play right now. You're not just on a local team, but what you do locally will affect something globally. And you've got to think higher and bigger and farther than you've ever thought and expand your possibilities, because you never know the road that you're on, where it's going to intersect later on, or what's going to overlap it, or what bridge you're going to need to cross. And so if you expand that and you start learning a different language and learning about different cultures and embrace the uniqueness of other individuals, and you get closer and meditate and hear from on high and hear from the divine and hear from your inner self, check in with yourself from time to time, and you'll find out that your spiritual mindset will grow. And the situation may not change immediately, but your ability to deal with the situation will change. How you're perceiving the situation will change. When you do the spiritual things, you know, separation of self, praying, meditating, fasting, doing without self-denial, because everything can't be instant gratification. That's not how it works. It's not lasting. But when you do those things, you'll find that your ultimate level of human need does extend to a spiritual realm. And the same way that we feed our bodies because we have a hunger on the inside of us, we have to feed our dreams, we have to feed our spirit, we have to feed ourselves on a higher level, because you'll find out that you are more powerful than you thought when you plug into the right source. You'll find out that the power within you is greater than the demands of life that are on you. You want to be positive and you want to see things differently, you've got to plug in and tune into the right stuff. You cannot continue to listen to the same people, the same advice, the same lack of wisdom that you've been listening to. You've got to open your eyes and see how it's been done before and figure out how you can make it work for you. You've been broke before. You've had money before. You've been without a degree before. You've had some accolades before. Figure out how it's going to work for you in your life. Spend some time with you. People hate silence. I used to hate it too. It's okay. Hate silence. But you know, you hear some of the best things when you're silent. You can talk to yourself, with yourself, to God, with God. And you can just be there in that moment. That's what a lot of us are missing, being in the moment. And you'll get something that will propel you further and higher than your own imagination. The things that you think of when you got your music blaring. The things that you think of when you're in the middle of class and you're supposed to be focused on something else. Spend that time in that silence, hearing from on high. Or what will that do for you? It will make you better. And you start off a little at a time. I'm not saying start off with 20 hours of silence in a 24-hour day. Start off a little at a time and watch it grow. And watch what manifests in your life, because your words have power. But silence has some power as well. You'd be surprised at what can get downloaded in your spirit if you just sit down somewhere and be still. What? Be still and know that I am God, Psalms 46 and 10. Yes. Be still in that and receive what you need to receive for the next leg of the journey. At the end of the day, we can make all these plans and decisions and desires and vision boards and goal lists and be optimistic as ever. But if we're not willing to act on it, if we haven't really received the power, when these things come upon us and come to us, we are not prepared and it is not lasting. We don't have the mindset. We haven't grown in the self-denial. And so it doesn't last. And you're like, God, why would you give it to me if you were just going to take it away? Well, how come you didn't prepare for it before it was given to you so you were ready to receive? These are just questions that we need to really start to ask ourselves. We're connecting to spiritual power. This weekend, this is what we need to do. If you don't have humor in your life, go on and fill your weekend with comedies. Go on and fill yourself up with positive people and some positive things, some motivational stuff. But most of all, comedies. Laugh about this stuff. We're all going through something. Laugh. Learn how to laugh. It really is some good medicine. Empowerment, get quiet somewhere, turn off the cell phone and live in the moment. The memories you create this weekend and over the next couple of days make a huge difference in this gift called life. Know that there is power in your positivity and learn to watch our words, because what we're speaking reflects what's already in our hearts. Nothing can come out of you but what's in you. And you have to decide what's going in you so you can decide what's coming out of you. It's been another great episode of Couch Conversations. This whole May, what we're doing is speaking life. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+, Vine, all that social media stuff. And get yourself out there. Get yourself elevated. Get yourself in a power position to do positive things. I'm your host, Rev J. As always, may the God of peace rest, rule, and abide with you now, henceforth, and forevermore. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the moment. Watch your words. Bye. Talk to you on Tuesday.